From Vermont Public Radio, this is The Frequency. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Ebb. It's Monday, July 27th. Today on the podcast, setting up a high school for a fall semester during the pandemic.
You've got this big, giant checklist of topics that you have to address, and like we've said all along, there's still pieces that you don't realize until you kind of get into it.
First, today's headlines.
The health department reported 4 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. 3 are in Chittenden County and 1 is in Bennington County. 1 person is in the hospital with the disease. To date, close to 90,000 tests have been conducted, identifying 1,400 cases of COVID-19 in the state.
Senator Patrick Leahy has joined calls for Joe Biden to pick a woman of color as his running mate. Biden is, of course, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, and Leahy told VPR that if Biden picked a woman of color to run with him, it would represent as much of a, quote, breakthrough as Barack Obama's victory in 2008 and would, quote, reflect the reality of America. Biden is expected to announce his choice in the coming days.
And an open letter published by a Vermont school superintendent over the weekend has triggered more debate about whether schools should open during the pandemic. Harwood Union Unified School District Superintendent Bridget Neese worries that staffing shortages will make reopening unsustainable. Neese writes that she is, quote, pretty certain that there is not a superintendent in this state that knows with certainty that they can staff their school. Her letter calls on the Scott administration to come up with statewide plans for reopening and to address childcare and workforce issues.
For a look at how schools are trying to prepare their buildings, let's go now to Rutland High School, where officials hope to offer a combination of in-person and remote learning. Our colleague Nina Keck has more.
Rutland High School has about 800 students, so figuring out how they can all learn, eat, mingle, and circulate while maintaining social distance is complicated. Rutland City School Superintendent Bill Olson, who was principal here for 11 years, and assistant principal Steve Sampson walked me through the high school and explained tentative plans for the fall. Sampson says flexibility is key.
So we're in the gym now, and you can't see it that well from here, but there are 2 curtains that drop down that divide this bigger gym into 3 smaller sections.
Since crowded basketball games seem unlikely, Sampson says they may use the gym for larger classes, special projects, or band practice.
We're thinking about using the library as classroom space, the cafeteria, which is now not going to be used for breakfast or lunch, as classroom space. We're even considering temporary structures outside in the nice weather time of the year at the beginning of the year.
That's a locker room, or what is that?
Yeah, it is.
Sampson and Olson duck into a locker room just off the gym.
And the idea is there's an exit door. There's a door right here.
The nurse's office is just right on the other side of that wall.
The room is small, with benches and lockers lining 2 walls. But that door to the outside they're pointing to means this room could come in very handy.
The plan is to perhaps use this as a quarantine area for students who are sick, because there's a direct access exit right here, so we don't have to have kids go through the entire building to leave for the day.
This is the type of creative thinking needed if you're going to bring hundreds of people together every day during a pandemic. Bill Olson says a team of teachers, administrators, school psychologists, and building supervisors have been mapping out a strategy since early June, and there's a lot at stake.
This is like you've got this big, giant checklist of topics that you have to address, and like we've said all along, there's still pieces that you don't realize until you kind of get into it.
Olson says he wants families to have options. Those who want their kids to stay home and learn remotely can do that. But the high school also wants to provide in-person learning, though not for every student at the same time. Steve Sampson says 9th graders can be in the building every day since they're new and may need more time to adjust. But 10th, 11th, and 12th graders will alternate.
Right now, we're looking at a hybrid schedule so that we'll have about half of our students in the building each day.
So during any given class, half the kids will be sitting at their desks while the other half are home learning remotely. The next class, they switch. It's not ideal, both men concede, but crucial for maintaining social distancing. How exactly that's going to work for teachers who will have to teach kids in the classroom at the same time they're instructing kids at home remains to be seen. And Sampson says their IT department has been holding trial runs to get some of the kinks out. Classes will also be shorter by a few minutes to provide more transition time so that kids can move in waves from one class to another instead of all at once.
Another kind of detail that we'll need to focus on is to not share materials.
Sampson says they're still trying to figure out protocols for the library, but the computer lab with its rows of desktop keyboards, gone.
All of our students now have Chromebooks.
Anyone in the building will have to wear a mask, and there will be hand sanitizer at every door. Students will use different entrances when they arrive. There will be check-in protocols for daily health screenings, details of which are still being worked out. Kids who get breakfast at school will pick theirs up as they walk in and eat in their first classroom. Lunches will be delivered and also eaten in classrooms. A survey the Rutland City School District sent out indicated 34% of families plan to use a bus at least some of the time. Sampson says that's another piece of this giant puzzle they're still trying to work out.
And fortunately, we've had the gift of time over the summer. If there's one thing that's constantly in the back of my mind is that time is sifting through our fingers every day. So we're getting closer and closer to the beginning of the year and still have a lot of work to do on some of those details.
Bill Olson says they're getting a lot of good information from the CDC, Vermont's Agency of Education, and other states like Maryland and Ohio.
We're hoping to make sure every family feels comfortable with the plan that they want their kid to take part in.
But in the end, he admits they need to have contingency plans, because once school starts and plan A isn't working or things change, and they probably will, he concedes, they want to have a plan B and a plan C ready to go. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency. We had additional reporting today from Bob Kinzel.
You can get in touch with us at our email address, thefrequency@vpr.org, or find us on Twitter at @thefrequencyvpr.
Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. Talk to you tomorrow.